June is usually one of the busiest months across hundreds of tea plantations that lie on the Darjeeling Hills in India's West Bengal state. It is the time of the year when workers are busy plucking fresh leaves off blooming tea bushes. But a strike called by the ethnic Gurkha group, demanding a separate state, has raised fears that exports of the famed Darjeeling tea will be hit this year. The protest has disrupted transport links, blocked roads and shut down many businesses. Rajiv Lochan, secretary of the Siliguri Tea Traders Association, says the strike has affected operations in the region's tea estates.
There is a drop in production, there is a drop in quality, which is a very serious concern. Because this is the best time for the production and we are not being able to pluck the teas in time from the bush. So the disruption in the plucking season greatly impaired the quality.
The industry estimates that it is piling up losses of $500,000 a day due to the strike and exports could be down by 25% this year. The region produces about 10 million kilograms of high-quality brews. The fragrant Darjeeling teas are considered the finest in the world. Much of it is exported to the Middle East, Pakistan, Russia and Germany. Tea is not the only industry to be affected by political unrest in the region. Tourists have also been scared away from the region after protesters blocked a key highway. Thousands who were in the hills when trouble broke out earlier this month left the region. Others have cancelled bookings. About 500,000 tourists visit the region every year in the summer months. The tea and tourism industries are the mainstay of the local economy in the region. India accounts for about one-third of the global production of tea. Not all of it is grown on the Darjeeling Hills. There are sprawling tea estates in other hilly regions as well. The protesters have warned their strike will continue until the federal government opens talks with them. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.